The National Geographic Society, along with the National Audubon Society, have designated 2018 as the Year of the Bird. And right now on WSIU to celebrate, we will hear the comments of avid birder Dr. Mike Baltz. Mike has a PhD in ornithology, and he's also the former Southern Illinois Director of the Nature Conservancy. And this soundtrack was recorded last week in the morning near a good-sized creek at Lake Murfreesboro State Park.
If the morning chorus of birdsong sounds different than it did a few weeks ago, you're not imagining things. Starting in mid-April and picking up steam through May, our resident bird species have been joined by returning birds that had the sense to spend the winter months at more southern latitudes. So now, in addition to cardinals, blue jays, and goldfinches, there are indigo buntings, scarlet tanagers, Baltimore orioles, and dozens of other species to be seen and heard. As spring turns to summer, there are literally millions of new neighbors in the yards, orchards, fields, and forests of southern Illinois. The fact that such a massive move-in goes largely unnoticed is perhaps not surprising, since most of these summer residents weigh less than an ounce and don't shop at Walmart or buy pizzas. However, many of these new arrivals are colorful characters with interesting backstories. Not only that, but the orioles, tanagers, and other migrants that are in your yard this year are quite possibly the same birds that were there last year. That's because most migratory birds are faithful to the places that they spend the summer and winter months. For my PhD, I studied prairie warblers that wintered in Puerto Rico. By uniquely marking individual birds, I was able to establish that the same birds return to the exact same spot on that island year after year, with one little bird making the round trip at least four times. The same thing happens on the breeding grounds. Jeff Hoover, with the Illinois Natural History Survey, studies prothonotary warblers in southern Illinois. He has found that over 80% of his birds can return to the same wetland sites along the Cache River from one year to the next. Admittedly, I live vicariously through these birds. Thinking about their annual flights can take me to cypress swamps, tropical islands, and even the Arctic tundra. I imagine the sights that these little birds might see in a year. The annual return of these birds is also comforting to me, because it's a cycle that continues, regardless of world events. I remember seeing a migrant warbler in a tulip tree in our yard on the morning of 9/11. As I watched the news that day and was told that the world would never be the same, I thought of that little bird, preparing to fly south and then returning again in the spring, unfazed by the day's events. The annual return of these birds to southern Illinois continues to be an important reminder to me that this too, whatever it is, shall pass. The seeming miracle of migration, soul-soothing proof that nature's cycles are bigger than all of this.
The comments of birder Dr. Mike Baltz, former Southern Illinois Director of the Nature Conservancy, as we celebrate 2018, the Year of the Bird. For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.